Keith Olbermann blasted for telling Riley Gaines she sucked at swimming. By Warner Todd Houston on August 31, 2023. Keith Olbermann, the repeatedly fired former ESPN sports anchor, has sparked controversy over his personal attack on former NCAA swimming champion Riley Gaines for her activism to save women's sports from being undermined by male-born transgender women athletes. Olbermann, who has been fired by CNN, ESPN, MSNBC, Current TV, and a long list of smaller news agencies, jumped to his X account to taunt Gaines with an unhinged post saying, "Can you just address the reality and move past it? You sucked at swimming. That's why you lost." While it is often hard for a sane person to know what Olbermann is ranting about at any given time, in this case, he is likely talking about Gaines' fourth-place finish in the 2022 NCAA Swimming Championships in which she tied with male-born transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. Olbermann was also apparently upset over Gaines' defense of a Nebraska Women's Bill of Rights, which maintains that males and females possess immutable biological differences, which Governor Jim Pillen enacted on August 30. Olbermann did not find much support for his hateful personal attack on the young former swimmer, Fox News noted. Gaines herself replied by noting that his slobbering attack was explanation enough on why he has been fired so many times. "Ah, makes sense now why you got fired from ESPN," she wrote on X. His broadside against was also widely called a sexist attack on the swimmer. Former University of Pennsylvania swimmer Paula Scanlon, who has often joined Gaines in the work to save women's sports, also took aim at the unhinged Olbermann. "Your political bias blinds you, and dismissive views like yours embolden men to change in front of us," Scanlon wrote. "Why don't you address the reality that women's spaces are being invaded and many women are harmed by this narrative?" Former professor Colin White also pointed out just how little Olbermann knows by linking to Gaines' swimming accomplishments, which include the Female Scholar Athlete of the Year, 2022 All-America in 200 Free Award, and even an Olympic Trials qualifier in 2021. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.